don't worry about that, darling. I can do it. You'll be late for church.
Ah, nearly finished. Anyway, I'm not going.
What? It's Remembrance Sunday.
Exactly. But Mum's phoned and Jack's had a bad night, so she's not going.
Oh, poor Peggy.
So, I'm going round there.
Oh, good. So you can keep the silence together anyway.
That's what I thought. Well, that's done. And I can do a bit of tidying up for her as well, if she needs it.
Oh, the place looked spotless when we went yesterday.
Yes, but I don't want her tiring herself out before her birthday. I want her to enjoy it.
Who's coming, do we know?
Lillian, for certain, and I think Pat and Tony can make it. Adam, of course. Well, that's plenty.
And Elizabeth's definitely having Rory round for tea on his birthday.
Yep, she's confirmed, and he will love it. And he knows he's got his party on Saturday at home with us and the entertainer. So, with any luck, we won't be as exhausted as last year.
Oh, quite.
Have you got much on this morning?
Tom's coming round.
Yeah? What does he want?
I don't know. He said he got a surprise for me.
Oh, how intriguing.
As long as it's nothing to do with that new pig man.
You just finish your breakfast, Jack. I shan't be long. Sorry about that, Ian.
No, that's all right.
And I'm sorry to disturb you at work.
No, it's okay. I've got a few minutes. Was it something urgent?
No, it's just... Well, I did think we might see you this morning. I'd hoped nothing had gone wrong.
Oh, no, it's just a mix-up with the rotas, Peggy, so the menus weren't done. I had to come up and sort it out. Things are a bit chaotic here with Linda away. You know, she's the rota queen, and Caroline's not until later either.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm sorry I didn't have time to ring you.
Oh, don't be silly. I mustn't keep you. You're obviously very busy.
No, that's okay. Actually, I wanted to check if you'd be in later. I was planning to drop by.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, if you're sure, it'd be very nice to see you.
So, if I just drag and drop it... There, now it's on your desktop.
I must say, I'm impressed, Tom. Didn't expect you to be this prompt.
Well, it's mostly down to Brenda. She really got on with it.
Yeah, well, thank her for me, will you?
She's as anxious for this to succeed as we are. And, as you'll see... Yeah, there's her conclusion.
Where? Oh, yes, I see.
A significant number of our existing sausage customers would be willing to buy the new bacon if the price is competitive. Just what we wanted to hear, isn't it?
It is, but do you mind going back to the beginning? Because I'd like to see how she got there.
It's very nice of you to come round, dear.
Oh, that's all right.
Though I wish you'd given me a bit of notice.
I'm sorry. I just thought it might be a nice surprise for you.
It is. But I was just trying to get some tidying up done while Jack's asleep.
I can give you a hand.
Oh, that's kind, but I can manage.
Oh, don't be silly, Mum. You sit down. You're exhausted.
As I said, Jack had a rather restless night.
Did you get any sleep at all?
Not much. He was looking for something.
Yes, well, he clearly made a very thorough search. And did you find it?
No, he couldn't really explain to me what it was.
That must have made things difficult.
Seemed to think it might be in these drawers.
So he thought the easiest way to find it would be to tip them up onto the floor.
Yes. Oh, there is a certain logic to it.
If you say so. But how could you find anything in this mess?
Oh, it looks worse than it is. And if you'd given me a bit of warning...
Well, you'd have worn yourself out, trying to get ready for me.
I don't like you to see the place like this.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mum.
It does to me.
Listen, you're what matters.
I can cope.
Of course you can. You're doing so well. I was only saying so to Brian this morning.
So, what do you think?
Very impressive. She's certainly done her homework.
Oh, yes. If Brenda says our customers will buy the new bacon... Well, they will.
At the right price.
Of course. That goes without saying.
On the contrary, I think it's crucial.
So do I. Yeah, I just meant it's obvious.
It's not obvious what the right price should be, though, is it?
No, but when I've done some costings...
We've got to pitch ourselves very carefully, Tom. The bottom end of the quality market. That's where we need to be.
The bottom end?
Of course. There's no point in aiming higher. Not if we want to make a decent profit.
When you say bottom...
We need to find the most efficient way of producing bacon at the best price.
I don't want to compromise the quality of the Tom Archer brand.
Neither do I.
Well, quality comes at a price.
I know that. I'm not talking about palming people off with a substandard product.
Then what are you talking about exactly?
I'm just saying it's a fine balance.
Between quality and profit?
Between profit and quality. This time, profit comes first.
There you are, Mum. Now you can relax in peace with your coffee. Everything's back where it should be.
Thank you, dear. I'm very grateful.
It's no trouble. I wish I could make you understand that.
But it is. Jack's my responsibility.
Have you thought any more about getting him back to the day centre?
Yes.
I mean, that would give you a rest and perhaps it might tire him out a bit so he'd sleep better at night.
I know. It's all in hand. I rang them on Friday.
Ooh, clever you.
Oh, I can still use the phone, you know.
And can they take him?
For a couple of days. So I've arranged for him to go in tomorrow and Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Well, that's good. So he'll be nice and calm for your birthday celebrations.
Yes, Jennifer, about my birthday.
Oh, how are you going to get him to the day centre?
I really don't want a lot of fuss.
Well, I can definitely give you a lift on Wednesday.
Oh, that's all right, dear. There's no need for that.
Tomorrow, probably, too. I just need to rearrange a few things.
No, you don't. I've got a taxi booked.
Oh, have you?
Yes, so it's all arranged. You don't have to worry.
And are you sure you'll be able to manage?
I'm not an invalid.
Manage Jack, I mean.
I always have before.
Yes, but before this happened to you.
That doesn't make any difference.
Oh, Mum. Yes, it does.
It's really thoughtful of you to come and keep the silence with me.
I just thought, well, this year especially.
I'd be missing Marjorie.
Yes.
I have been thinking about her a lot lately.
You wouldn't be the only one. She was always so dedicated about selling the poppies.
They mean a lot to our generation.
Mm, I know.
And the younger ones, too.
Of course.
There's a lot of awareness, I know.
There is.
Alice, for one. I know a lot of young people feel it keenly.
Mm, yes.
But as you get older, there are fewer and fewer people who... Well, so many of my old friends are gone now.
And you miss them. It's only natural.
And, of course, Jack. Oh, well, I mustn't get morbid.
You're allowed to feel sad.
No, no. We've had our lives, long and happy ones. It's the ones who never got that chance we have to remember.
So we're agreed?
I think so. I go back to Carruthers...
And ask them to work out a way of producing a quality, dry-cured bacon.
At a price only marginally higher than the commercial stuff.
Tom, you still sound doubtful. I mean, if you don't think they're the people...
No, no. If anyone can do it, they can.
Yeah, but I can still hear a but.
I just think if it could have been done, well, it would have been.
Well, then there'd be no point in us trying, would there? We're ahead of the game here, Tom. It's a great advantage.
Yeah, you're right, of course.
It's unlike you not to want to seize a marketing opportunity.
I do, as long as the figures add up.
Well, that's what we're going to find out, isn't it? So you talk to your bloke and bring me a set of proposals, fully costed with cash flows.
I'll get onto it tomorrow.
Good man. Now, is there anything else?
Oh, don't think so.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Well, didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know I was back.
No, I think we've just about covered everything.
As far as I'm concerned.
Great. OK, well, I'll get on then. We've got Mike, Roy and Hayley and the kids coming to lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Brenda thought they might need to escape for a bit.
Heavens, are the workmen in on a Sunday?
No, but it is like living in a building site. Anyway, Brian, I'll let you know how I get on.
Do, because I think we really could go places with this. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so am I. Bye then.
Bye, Tom. Ooh, nice surprise, I gather.
Yes, he'd got Brenda's report on our prospects for selling this new bacon.
Mm, I take it they were favourable.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Could make us a bit if we get the price right.
Well, that's always good news.
Yeah. So how's your mother? I didn't think you'd be back this soon.
She was totally exhausted, poor love. She fell asleep in the 2 minutes silence.
Oh.
So, I put a blanket over her. left her to sleep.
Well, it sounds like it's what she needs.
Mm. And I'll pop back later on and check she's okay.
Well, won't Jack wake her, though?
Well, he was fast asleep as well. They'd clearly had quite a disturbed night.
Oh, dear. He didn't get out again?
Oh, no. He said he was looking for something. You should have seen the place. It looked as though it had been burgled.
Oh, it's a good job you went round, then.
Yes. But I do wonder...
What?
Oh, she's coping quite as well as we think she is.
What's that? Who's there?
It's okay. Don't worry, Peggy. It's only me, Ian.
Oh, Ian. I didn't hear you come in.
Oh, no, you were asleep.
I must have dropped off. I was watching the television with Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, the Remembrance Day ceremony.
Yes. So, did Jennifer let you in? What did she say?
No, I let myself in. It's a good job I know where the key is.
Yes.
It's just I was a bit concerned when no one came to the door.
And Jennifer had gone?
Yeah, I think she's left a note, look. Here on the table.
Oh, yes.
And, well, someone had covered you with a blanket and tucked Jack up, so...
She says she'll be back this afternoon.
Yeah, well, that leaves the field cleared for me to make you some lunch.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
No, I've started, so I'll finish.
Oh, Ian. Well, if you're sure.
Well, I'm sure Jack will be hungry when he finally wakes up.
He was terrible in the night again. The place was an awful mess when Jennifer got here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that why you rang?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, well, look, never mind. It all looks fine now.
All her work.
I'm sure she was glad to help.
Of course she was. I just don't like her to see it like that. I don't want her to think I can't cope.
And did she?
No, she was very sweet about it. Oh, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but I could have done it.
Could you?
And now she wants to give us a lift to the day centre.
Oh, well, I thought you had a taxi booked.
She thinks I won't be able to manage Jack.
And what do you think?
I could before.
Yeah, you could, but now, well, you have to take it a bit easier. You know, give yourself time.
I don't know.
There's no need for you to worry or trouble Jennifer. I can come round tomorrow and help.
Oh, no, Ian. I can't keep relying on you.
Yes, Peggy, you can.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Oh, that's a pretty picture.
Would be if it wasn't 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, dear. Didn't you sleep?
Yeah, did you sleep, sweetheart? Hardly at all, did you?
Oh, I didn't hear her.
No, she wasn't crying. She just wanted to play.
Well, she must be tired now.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Can't see any sign of it. Good job you're so cute, little lady.
Need a cup of tea?
Thanks. Could do with something to wake me up.
No, Roy's not going to be able to give you a hand either, is he?
No. Can't take his day off the way things are at Grave Gables.
Yeah, doesn't seem fair.
Oh, fair? Don't come into it. We're lucky to have this little one with us. Asleep or awake. Don't we?
Yeah, of course we are.
I'll get some sleep when she has her morning nap.
Well, maybe Brenda could take her one day this week if she ain't got lectures.
She'll be busy doing something for Tom.
Yeah, well, she'd rather be playing with this little one. Your auntie loves you.
She does, but she's working really hard at the moment.
Yeah, what with Tom and his schemes.
Yeah, he's worrying about bacon now. As if sausages weren't enough.
Oh, I can see where he's coming from. I mean, you don't want Brian messing with the Tom Archer brand.
Oh, well, fingers crossed. Oh, and I've got him crossed for you as well.
For me? Why?
Isn't Robert putting the cast list up today?
Oh, yeah, well, I can't see him casting either of the others, given my dancing skills.
Yeah, sorry about that, Eddie. I didn't realise that I passed so close.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, busy day then.
No, just putting a few more water troughs in for your brother.
Of these new paddocks?
Yeah. Well, I suppose he knows what he's doing. Seems a lot of effort for producing less milk.
Well, keep you busy though. Don't suppose you're going to have time to get down to the bull.
What? You offering me a pint for blocking my gate?
Oh, we might need it to drown your sorrows.
Oh, it hasn't held me up that much.
No, Eddie, Robert's putting the cast list up today.
Yeah? And your point is?
My point is that the casting is a foregone conclusion.
Oh, I want a bet.
Oh,
come on, Ian, pick up.
Adam, hello.
Oh, Ian, thank God. I've been trying to get you for the last 15 minutes.
OK.
So, where are you?
Well, I'm in the car park at Grey Gables. I was just about to go into work.
Well, why aren't you there already? Where have you been?
Well, I think you better tell me, what was so urgent first?
Oh, I got a call from your sous chef asking to speak to you, but you left for work an hour ago.
Gordon? What did he want?
Oh, some problem with the delivery. Are you listening to me, Ian? I had you dead in a ditch.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to worry you.
So, where were you?
Did he say which delivery?
I don't care which delivery. Why don't you want to tell me where you've been?
Well, it's a bit complicated.
What sort of complicated? It's a simple question. Where were you?
Well, look, it's not a very simple answer. I need to talk to you properly about it.
Talk, then.
I can't now. Look, it sounds like I need to sort this delivery problem out. We've got that big function on tonight.
Yeah, first things first, of course.
Oh, come on, don't be like that. I'm sorry you were worried. Look, could you come up round coffee time and then I'll explain?
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Ailey?
Doing out here? Dreams are nice, aren't they? I'm trying to get this one off to sleep.
Oh, still?
And you're feeling very sleepy, aren't you? Yeah, I was hoping the walk down to the school bus would do it.
Well, it usually does.
Not this morning. Oh. I thought if I took her inside, it might wake her up again.
Oh, well, I see.
What are you doing back anyway?
Oh, I wanted a word with the scaffolders, but if they ain't here yet, I could take over from you.
Oh, no, they've come.
Oh, yeah? Well, where are they then?
They're parked around the back. Said there was more room.
Oh, right. They been here long?
They came just after we got back.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't worry, they haven't started or anything yet.
I can see that. Why not?
They needed a snack and a cup of tea before they could contemplate doing any actual work.
They've never had you brewing up for them.
No. To be fair, they brought their own thermoses.
Well, they're still in the middle of their breakfast, so I can take Abby for you.
Oh, don't be silly. You need to get back to work when you've had your word, don't you?
Yeah, but there's no rush. I was planning to pop into the Bull on my way back, but I don't have to.
Oh, no, Mike, it's okay.
No, come on, hand her over. You get some sleep while it's quiet. No, but you look dead on your feet, Ailey. I'll have her, you get your head down for an hour at least.
Oh, it does sound tempting. Are you sure?
Yeah, now off you go.
Well, don't you want to talk to the scaffolders first?
I'm sure they'll be quick enough to find me if there's any problem.
Oh. Ah, that's a good plan. Well, it lasted. Shh, darling, don't cry. Mummy will take you away from all the nasty bands.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I could ask him to stop.
Yeah, well, be quiet. Yeah. Don't think there's much chance of that, is there?
We'll stop for a bit.
Why? Sooner they start, sooner they'll finish.
I could still take Abby.
Oh, don't worry. We'll survive. Yeah, this little one's ears might not know.
Oh, it's really upsetting her, though, isn't it? I mean, look, what can we do?
How about a nice, quiet stroll down to the green?
Now, are you sitting comfortably? Coffee, biscuits, everything you want?
Can we just get on with this? All these preparations, you're making me really nervous.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to make up for dragging you away from work.
Oh, so it must be important if you couldn't tell me over the phone.
Well, I imagine you'll think so.
Will I?
Yeah. There's something we do need to think through.
Do we? Ian, before you go any further...
Yeah?
Is there... Well, is there someone else?
What? No.
Well, I'm glad you think he's funny.
Is that what's been worrying you all? I'm sorry, you daft lummock there. Look, now, does that convince you?
I didn't really think there was.
Well, I should hope not. Drink your coffee.
So?
Well, it's Peggy.
What?
Well, I've just been popping him on my way to work to give her a bit of ham with Jack in the house.
So why didn't you...
It's what she wanted, okay? I wasn't to tell anybody in the family.
Not even me?
No. Look, I didn't like it. I hated not telling you, but... She wouldn't have let me help otherwise, and she needs help. We got Jack off to the day centre today, but it took two of us.
Ah, poor Gran. You know what this is all about, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
She's afraid if she can't cope, we'll put him back into her home.
Exactly. But she can cope, Adam. I mean, with me helping, If I thought she needed more than that, I would have told you at once whatever she said.
So, she's finding it all too much?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what she doesn't want you to know.
Well, I'm sorry she didn't feel she could take me into her confidence.
Well, it's not really like that. It just happened. I called in and they were in a bit of a state.
And it was easier with you? Hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, well, because I'm not family, we've got no history.
Still a bit of a burden on you, though.
No, it isn't, not at all. I mean, I like Peggy and Jack, and besides...
What?
Do you not think it shows how far she's come? That she'll accept my help and my company?
Oh, you? You can charm anybody.
No, seriously. Look, I'm really touched.
Oh, so am I. It's lovely of you, Ian. Thank you.
That's all right, then. All's well that ends well, eh?
I'm sad that she doesn't trust me, though.
Well, I don't know if the truth were told, it's your mum she doesn't want to find out.
Yes.
And you two are so close.
I wouldn't have told her. Not if Gran didn't want me to.
Well, that's what I said, but I couldn't convince her.
I don't think Mum would do anything without consulting Gran now.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop her worrying about it, though.
No.
And it's not just her. I mean, it's Lillian and Tony, too. Peggy doesn't like to think that she's not in control anymore. I mean, she's very proud.
Well, Mum knows that. Although I suppose she does have a tendency to think she knows what's best for people. But then so does Gran.
I think you've solved the mystery.
Well, maybe I have. I know one thing. No more dawn raids for you, mister.
Honestly, Adam, look, I don't mind.
I do. If anyone's going to be looking after my grandmother, it's me.
Okay, well then we can do it together. I've said I'll go round tomorrow morning. You can come with me.
Tomorrow? When you got this big function on tonight? Late buffet, isn't it?
Yeah, but now I've got that delivery sorted.
You won't be back till the early hours. You'll be knackered. I'll take over tomorrow.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not arguing with you, Ian. We can do things together later in the week, but tomorrow I'm going to the lodge and you're staying in bed.
Must run on the family. Knowing what's best for people.
Morning, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Is that the list?
It is.
Feeling a bit low, eh?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I
told you.
Because I'm going to buy you a pint.
What?
To drown your sorrows. I think it's the least I could do with the circumstances.
You don't mean... You can't.
Oh, I do. Read for yourself.
Robert's cast you as Dame Trot.
He has.
Well, what was he thinking?
Oh, I don't know. That the best dame won?
Oh, very funny.
Well, that's what he cast me for, mate. It's all in the timing, comedy.
Well, I'm not laughing.
Oh, cheer up. He's given you a part.
Has he?
Yeah, look.
What? Oh, no, he's just taking
Morning, all.
Oh, hello, Mike. Hey, Hayley.
Morning, everyone. Well?
Well, I'm not celebrating.
Oh, Eddie, what a shame. Well, never mind. The best man won, eh?
Yep, he did indeed.
It's not you, if that's what you're thinking.
I'm not Dame Trot.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry.
Well, who is then?
Me. And if you'll excuse me, I'm just off to give Cathy the good news.
I can't believe he's cast Kenton.
Me neither.
Never mind. Maybe he's given you a better part.
He's given him a part.
Has he? Oh, my life. Now he's just taken a mickey.
That's what I said.
You've got a part too?
Yeah, the same one.
Same? But how... Oh, I see.
It's an insult, that's what that is.
Oh, you can say that again.
I don't know. He's obviously trying to use your expertise.
You what?
She means we know a lot about cows.
Yeah, real ones. Don't mean we want to play one in a pantomime.
But you know how they move.
With difficulty. With us both stuck in the same costume.
Yeah. I don't fancy having you behind me all night.
Hey. Who says you're playing the front legs, eh? You think I want my face stuck in your backside?
The feeling's mutual.
It's a skilled job. You have to move as one.
Oh, great.
And the cow dances, doesn't she? In panto.
Dancing?
Well, that's why he'll have chosen you, Mike.
Oh. Well, yeah. Reckon you're right, Ailey.
Does she sing and all?
Maybe. Don't know. It depends on Linda's scripts.
Well, I can sing.
Well, I can dance.
See? Between you, you'll make a great cow.
What are the songs in Jack and the Beanstalk then?
Linda wants a classic panto, doesn't she? Mm. How about Daisy Daisy?
Perfect. Daisy Daisy.
Hey, Mike.
Give me your answer,
Daisy. Be quiet.
I'm a crazy. Oh, for the love of you.
You might wake Abby up.
Oh, sorry.
worry, Jack. That'll just be Ian.
Morning, Gran.
Adam, what are you doing here?
I know you're expecting Ian.
He told you.
But he had a late night and he's still asleep.
Oh, he should have said. I've
come to give you a hand instead.
He said I needed help.
Just a little bit. It's not surprising.
You haven't... Have you said anything to Jennifer?
No, I haven't told Mum. So, can I come in? Golden slumbers kiss your eyes.
We're going to run out of lullaby soon.
Oh, love, you shouldn't have got up.
Oh, I should. You need to be getting ready for work.
It can be a bit late.
And risk another mix-up with the rotors. We shouldn't be having her at all the time you came in last night.
I miss seeing her and Phoebe in the evening.
She made up for that all night, didn't she?
Did you want to stay up and see your daddy?
Honestly, love, another half an hour's not going to make much difference.
No, it's not, because the builders will be here soon and then there's no peace for anyone.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, let me take her and you can get your breakfast.
There you go.
Morning, my lady.
How come you look so bright and bushy-tailed and while Mummy and Daddy look like zombies? Mystery, isn't it?
Well, not needing much sleep is a sign of intelligence.
Well, you must be getting very bright then.
Well, Margaret Thatcher only needed 4 hours a night.
4 hours? Bliss.
So, what are you going to do when the builders come?
Escape. Elizabeth sassed us over for coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
She'd be a bit more peaceful at Lower Loxley.
You could just move up there now.
Oh, it's too soon. Anyway, it's just a delivery today, isn't it?
Oh, I think they're doing a few more bits and bobs as well.
Did you see Mike?
Yeah, shared an early morning cuppa.
Has he got over it?
Yeah. I mean, him and Eddie, what are they like?
Could you move that, darling? I'm trying to lay the table.
Hmm?
Breakfast time? So unless you want to get milk and marmalade over your plans...
Yeah, sorry.
Are you still working on the waterfall?
Oh, no. I've abandoned that for the time being.
Good. A waterfall on stage. How was that going to work?
I haven't given up on it. Just thought I ought to concentrate on the beanstalk.
Good idea. That should be simple, though, shouldn't it? A few leaves.
I've got something much more interesting in mind.
Have you?
Do you remember when we went to Brum and saw the Nutcracker?
Well, I remember you fell asleep.
Not for the bit where the Christmas tree grew. That was spectacular.
Yeah, it was.
If we could get the same effect when Jack first plants his bean...
Darling, the Birmingham Royal Ballet has a lot of resources. This is the village pantomime.
And then when Jack chops it down...
Yes?
Daniel gave me an idea for that.
Oh, good.
When the school took them to that professional production, remember?
Yes, professional.
When Jack cut the beanstalk down, it fell in the audience.
Oh, no, Alistair. No, 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 no.
It fell in the aisle. Very clever. It's perfectly safe.
I'm sure it was, with a proper stage manager and lots of stagehands to help. Robert's hardly got a cast yet.
Still wants to do this read-through, though. You haven't forgotten it's on Thursday?
No, I hadn't. But I don't see the point, with so many of us reading in.
Linda's reworked it, so she wants him to time it.
Well, it's not going to be very accurate. Oh, and Daniel's not coming.
Ah, he needs to get over it. It's perfectly valid to have a woman as principal boy.
Even if it's Sabrina Thwaite?
I think she'll be a very popular choice. With the men, anyway.
Exactly. Oh, could you give him a shout?
Oh, OK. Oh, is it this morning you're going over to Lower Loxley?
Yeah, I want to see if Elizabeth can give me and Mum a hand with the costumes.
Well, if you happen to see Nigel...
Yeah?
Could you ask him if he's got a spare tree?
You go and sit down, Gran. Listen to the radio with Jack. Won't take me long to finish in here.
No, he had a much better night.
So, you go and take 5.
I'd like to talk to you while he's happy.
He does seem very contented today.
Going out to the day centre did him good.
And how was it for you?
Fine. Gave me a chance to catch up on a few things.
Oh, Gran.
I wasn't tired. Ian helped me get him ready.
I know, but...
We went in a taxi... And then I had the day to myself till it was time to pick him up. And he was tired out by then. No trouble at all.
When's he going again?
Tomorrow.
I'll come and help you get him ready then.
Oh, there's no need. It was kind of Ian to come, of course, but Jack was so pleased to be going, it really didn't need 2 of us to get him ready.
I'll ask Ian.
It was very kind of you to come this morning.
You don't have to keep saying that.
But honestly, things are getting back to normal now, and you've got your own work to do.
Well,
I want to get Jack back into his routine, just the two of us. All these visitors, however kind they are, they confuse him.
I suppose that's true.
Adam, please. This is very important to me.
Will you promise me you'll rest while Jack's at the day centre?
I promise.
All right, then. But ring if you need me.
I will. Now I need you to promise me something.
Not to tell Mum?
Yes, or anyone.
Oh, Gran. Of course I won't, if you don't want me to.
I know it must seem ungrateful. Well,
Mum only wants to help you. She loves you.
I know. She wants what's best for me.
Yes.
But she's not always right about what that is.
Well, maybe not.
When she and Lillian couldn't cope with Jack, they put him in a home. They thought that was best. So if Jennifer thinks I can't cope...
But she couldn't do that, not without...
Asking me?
Well, that was different.
She didn't tell me, Adam. She did it behind my back.
She didn't want to worry you.
Lillian would have told me. I could tell it wasn't her idea. She felt bad about it.
Please don't be too hard on Mum. She truly thought she was doing the right thing.
I know. But it's not going to happen again. I'm not going to give anyone any reason to suggest that it should. So now, can you promise me, Adam?
On one condition.
What's that?
I won't come round in the morning. You obviously got that all under control.
I have.
But can I drop by in the evening? Just to see if Jack had a good day?
Of course, dear. We'll be happy to see you.
Ah, doesn't she look sweet?
There must be something magical in the air up here. That's the first time she's closed her eyes since... Sunday?
Really? Well, you're welcome to join her in a nap. I don't mind.
I do. Give up my chance of having a civilised conversation without having to shout.
Is it really that bad?
Oh, scaffolders were the noisiest so far. Though the delivery lorry today, I should have heard him roaring up the lane.
Why don't you just come and stay here? I can soon get your rooms ready.
No, it's very kind of you, Elizabeth.
No, I just don't like to think of you and Abby and Phoebe having to put up with this.
This is nothing. I'm saving you for when things get really bad.
Could they get much worse?
They're going to cut the house in two.
Oh, yes.
That'll be when the fun really starts.
Well, the minute it does.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be up here like a shot.
Come in. Oh, Shula, good.
Hi, Shula.
Oh, hello, Hayley. Oh, sorry, am I interrupting?
No, no, more the merrier.
I told Hayley you might drop in.
Yes, sorry I'm a bit late. Only I was running an errand for Alistair, and it involved me finding Nigel.
Did you?
Yes, thanks. Of course, now he'll think Alistair's taken leave of his senses.
Sounds intriguing.
But frankly, so do I.
Why don't I make us some fresh coffee? Then you can tell us all about it.
Adam? Have you got a minute?
Oh, hi, Alistair. Well, yeah, I can't be too long. I'm a bit behind this morning. Anyway, how can I help you?
This is probably going to sound a bit strange.
Go on.
But I seem to remember you and Ian had some fairly spectacular Christmas lights last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were pleased with them.
Your whole sitting room was a picture. Like Blackpool Illuminations.
Well, that wasn't quite the effect we were going for, but, well... I'm glad you liked it.
I just wondered if I could borrow some of them.
Oh, I see. Well, the thing is, Alistair, we were planning to use them again this year.
I wouldn't keep them that long. I just want to see if they work.
Work? Why?
Oh, sorry, I should have explained. I've got a beanstalk to illuminate.
Here we are, nice hot coffee and homemade cake. Oh, heavens.
Here, let me take that.
Thanks. How long has she been asleep?
I think she might have dropped off when I... Elizabeth, be careful, you're going to...
Oh, no.
I think we can stop whispering now.
Yes. Oh, poor Hayley. So you were saying?
I think she dropped off and I was telling her about Alistair's plans for the pantomime.
But they're riveting.
Well, they're keeping me awake at night, certainly.
They're not that bad, surely.
He wants a waterfall. And an illuminated beanstalk, which is going to collapse.
Well, that is in the script.
And if it lands in the waterfall, he'll burn down the village hall. Is that in the script?
He'll never do it.
Plus, I've got Daniel sulking because Jack's going to be a girl.
I didn't think he was very interested in acting. He's not. He just wanted to climb the beanstalk. Still, we're taking him and his friends to that indoor rock climbing place for his birthday treat.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, seems to have cheered him up.
It's Friday, isn't it? Same as Rory's.
Oh, yes. What are they doing for him this year?
They've hired a children's entertainer.
Good idea.
When they tried to do it all themselves, it took them weeks to recover, if you remember.
I do.
But that's on Saturday. He's coming to us for tea with Lily and Freddie on his actual birthday.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Anyway, you wanted to ask me something about the pantomime?
Yes, I wondered if you might be able to give me and Mum a hand with the costumes.
Well, I thought you were hiring them from Floss.
Some of them, but there's a chorus of villagers.
Haven't they got any? I thought the village chorus was a mainstay of light opera.
Ours may have to be children.
Oh, it's nice to get the little ones involved.
We may not have a choice. There's likely to be a mass boycott when word gets round Sabrina Thwaite's playing Jack.
Surely not.
Robert can't find anyone to play opposite her. You know, Jack's love interest.
Ah, yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I'll certainly give you a hand if you need it.
Thank you. Mum will be pleased. I dropped in this morning. She was a bit low.
Oh, dear. Why?
Oh, she's still got varroa mite in her bees. It's getting her down.
Her and a lot of beekeepers.
Yeah. But now the Queen's stopped laying, she can do some oxalic treatment. That might help.
Well, I'll give her a ring. And just let me know when you need me to sew.
Yes.
Oh, do you think Freddie and Lily could be in the chorus?
I don't see why not. Ask Robert.
He's still in charge, is he?
Nominally.
Well, it'd be better if he stayed in charge of the children, even when Linda's better. Mm. You remember the Maypole fiascos?
Yes. I don't see that happening, though.
It's a pity Hayley's not available. She'd be brilliant.
Yeah, she would. She's got enough on her plate.
She has. What with Abby not sleeping and the workmen, she's between a rock and a hard place.
And it's not going to get any better, is it?
Come on, Jack. Time to eat now.
I don't want to.
But if you don't have breakfast, you can't go to the day centre.
I don't want to go.
You had such a good time on Monday. You'll enjoy it.
I want to stay here with you.
I could stay with you there.
Oh, I want to stay here. I'm tired. I want to go back to bed.
But you must be hungry.
Must I?
Yes. Let me get you something to eat. Now, would you like some toast?
Hi, Nick.
Oh, Will, I'm glad I've caught you.
Well, I was just on my way. Is there a problem?
A bit of one. Jake's got the sniffles.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he's not that bad, but I couldn't send him to school.
No, of course not.
Oh, but we can hardly take him with us to the baths.
No.
And Mum's at work.
So, don't you want me to come?
Oh, no, we're looking forward to it, but I just thought I ought to warn you.
Right.
We'll just be stuck in at Mum's if that's okay.
Fine by me.
Are you sure? It's not very exciting.
That's all right. Be good to see Jake, too. Is there anything I can get for you on the way?
Oh, that's kind. Some blackcurrant squash. You know the one he likes.
Right. I'm on my way.
There, Jack. There's a nice banana.
I don't want a banana.
It's your favourite fruit.
Not for breakfast.
Love.
I want some eggs and bacon and sausage.
We haven't got time.
Yes, we have. We're not going anywhere.
Yes, we are. We're going to the day set. Oh, heavens.
Who's that?
It'll be the taxi.
Well, tell it to go away. I'm not getting in a taxi.
Yes, you are.
Oh, stop it.
All right, all right.
Who's making that noise? Tell him to stop, Peggy.
Yes, I'll go and tell him to wait.
Wait?
I'll tell him to stop making the noise if you'll eat that banana. How about that?
We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.
I said we'd run out of lullabies.
We all live in...
Oh, wish we did. Might be a bit quieter. Oh, come on, hand her over.
Oh, but Hayley.
You're late for work already.
Yeah, but you're so tired. You let me sleep in this morning.
I'm okay. I had that nap on Elizabeth's settee.
Well, that's all right then.
She let me sleep for ages. Come on, it's my shift now.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, look at her. She's tired too.
Are you surprised?
It's not her fault, poor lamb.
You should bring her up to Grey Gables.
Don't be silly. You couldn't look after her. Not when you're so busy.
The hotel's not. I'm sure I could find you a quiet room somewhere.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, go on. You might see Will.
Will?
Yeah. He's meeting Nick in Borchester this morning.
Really? That's about the third time, isn't it? I mean, not that I'm counting or anything. Yeah,
don't start getting any ideas. He's just lonely. He's still messed up over Emma.
I know.
Lord knows. Needs all the friends he can get at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's why I suggested he dropped into the hotel at lunchtime. He'd love to see you.
Do you think he will?
Well, thought it was worth a try.
I hope he does. Well,
and if he does, you'll be there on the spot.
Hold your horses. I'd rather Abby got a nap here, if possible, in her own cot.
Yeah, if possible. How likely is that?
Well, the carpenters haven't arrived yet. So, with a bit of luck, there might just be a window of opportunity. And if not, your dad's coming back. We'll manage.
That's it, Jack. Put your coat on.
I don't want to. I don't want to go anywhere.
You'll like it once you're there.
I won't.
You just stay there. Just a minute. We're nearly ready. Oh, Jack, what are you doing?
I'm taking my coat off. It's too hot.
But it's cold outside.
I don't want to go outside.
But I'll carry it for you. You just put your scarf on.
Why, Peggy? Are we going somewhere?
Yes, dear. We're going to the day centre.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, isn't it? So let me take your coat. You carry your gloves and we'll soon... Oh, no. Stop! Please, stop!
Has he gone?
Oh, yes. He's gone.
Good. Then we don't have to go anywhere, do we?
That's right, Mia. You throw the dice now. Oh. One, two, three, four. Oh, look where that's got you.
Will, coffee?
Oh, thanks. You help Mia now, Jake. Good boy.
It was very kind of you to buy them a game.
Oh, there wasn't much choice in the supermarket.
Oh, it's just right. This is a dull way to spend your morning off.
Oh, it's not. It's just what I needed.
Really? No, you're just being nice.
No, honestly, just being in a home.
No, isn't where you're staying very nice?
It's all right. It's a room to sleep in.
You haven't got your own cottage? Oh, I didn't realise.
But wasn't one spare. I'm in a farm on the estate.
Oh, I see. Well, at least you've got some company.
They've got their own lives to lead. I don't like to get in their way. There's a telly in my room.
And how about the other keepers?
Yeah, they're a good bunch.
So you could go out with them?
It's a bit difficult. We're all doing shifts. And my day's off I want to spend with George.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you must miss him a lot.
Yeah, I do. I mean, Mum and Dad, Neil and Susan, bring him every week. They're really very good, but...
Well, it must be hard if you've only got your room. What do you do with him?
I'm running out of things, really. I think we've been to all the parks and wildlife places.
Can't you have him at the farm? I mean, there must be a room. Or...
Well, they said I could use their sitting room. And we did once.
Only once?
I don't think they were very happy about it.
Well, why not?
Their kids are grown up. There wasn't really much for him to do. I think they thought he might break something.
Oh, how ridiculous.
If we're out doing stuff, I can distract him. But that day, he kept asking why we couldn't go home.
And why can't you?
I just can't face it. It all comes flooding back.
I know.
Truth is, it scares me rigid.
But sometimes, if you do face your fears, it isn't as bad as you think. They go away.
I wish I could believe that.
Mine did.
What were you afraid of?
Well, getting in touch with you again.
Oh.
After what had happened, I mean, don't you think all that came flooding back to me?
Yeah.
I didn't know how you'd react. I didn't know how I would. I think it was the bravest thing I ever did.
Oh, Nick.
But I'm glad I did it. Really glad.
Yeah. So am I.
I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, He tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go.
Hey, Lee, what on earth are you singing to her now?
Yeah, I know. Don't knock it. It's working. Oh, sweetie, I know. I'm a bit croaky. I'm running now. Oh. Oh, will you just shut up? No, not you, darling.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'll tell them to stop.
No, it's getting quite interesting. You know, they're having a competition to see who can make the most noise. Huh? I want to see who wins.
Oh, hey.
Oh, shh.
No, I will tell them.
No, Mike, they're just doing their jobs. We're the ones in the wrong place. There's only one thing for it.
Come on now, Jack. Eat a little before it gets cold.
I don't want to.
But it's egg and bacon. You said that's what you'd like.
No, I didn't. That's breakfast.
But you didn't really have any breakfast.
Well, I don't want any now. Love. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Oh, Jack. There was no need for you to do that.
I can't eat it now, can I?
No, you can't.
Where are you going?
To get a dustpan and brush.
But you can't leave me.
I shan't be a minute.
Oh, stay with me. You're always going away.
I'm not.
You are. Don't leave me, Peggy. You won't leave me, will you?
No, Jack. I won't leave you.
Hayley, at last.
All right, you win. Here we are.
Well, about time.
It was the hammering that did it. So, come on, young man. Show us to our suite.
Well, I'll show you with pleasure, but you can leave Abby with me.
No, I can't.
Look, she's asleep. Do you want to risk disturbing her?
Wow. Well,
I can pop her in this little corner behind the desk.
But you're working.
Well, not so you'd notice. It's dead in here this morning. No one's going to disturb us. And you need to get some sleep, uninterrupted.
No, I can't. Look,
here's the key. Go. And put the do not disturb sign on the door.
Oh, don't worry. Once my head hits the pillow, nothing's going to disturb me.
I know it's here. It must be.
If you could tell me what it is again.
You know what it is. I told you.
I'm sorry. I must have forgotten. So.
How could you forget? It's very important. If I can find it, everything will be all right again.
Will it?
Because it's not all right.
Oh, Jack.
Not like it used to be.
I do try.
But you don't. Help me to find it. Oh.
Oh, Jack, careful. Oh, not again.
There. It'll be easier to find now, Peggy.
It might be in the bedroom. Why don't you go and look there?
Yes, and you can tidy that up. It's a bit of a mess.
Yes, it is a mess. A real mess. Oh, what am I going to do?
And then you see, Daddy, he clicks this button, and there's a plan of all the rooms. Yeah, clever, isn't it?
Hi, Roy.
Oh,
is this your new assistant? Hello, Abby.
Well, it's good to see you, mate.
It's kind of on my way back.
Have you got time for lunch? I'm off soon.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So how come you're babysitting? Hayley's not ill, is she?
No, just exhausted. She's asleep in one of our rooms, and I want it to stay like that.
Well, why don't you hand my little goddaughter over to me? Then you can get on properly.
Oh, would you mind? I could do with making a couple of phone calls.
Of course not. Give her here.
Right. There you go. Go to Uncle Will.
My word, haven't you grown? Prettier than ever, though.
Oh, you haven't seen her since the christening?
No, of course I haven't.
Oh, well, it's good to see you here, Will.
It's good to be here. Glad I came.
You're bigger than I am.
No, I'm not. You know I got to watch the old cholesterol. I ain't put any weight on.
I meant taller.
Oh, well, yeah, I am.
Oh, God, I'm glad there's something you can agree on.
I don't see what that's got to do with it, though.
Oh, it stands to reason you should be the back end.
Oh.
You've got the longer body.
No, that's not logical.
Yes, it is.
The front feet show more in the dances, see? So it's got to be me.
No, look. the front end's where the mouth is. So when I sing, go any road, I can't sing bent double, can I?
Hey, why don't you just toss for it?
Sorry, I've got the better moo.
What? Oh, no, you haven't.
Oh, yes, he has.
Yes, I have. I've been studying the cows.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Hey, it's surprising how different their moos are.
Yeah, I tell you, it would surprise me.
Oh, you ain't got no real feeling for cows.
Yeah, correct.
So, any old Mike, when are we going to practice?
Well, I'm free now, if you like.
You're going to practice?
Of course.
Hey, we could ask Sid if we could use upstairs.
Oh, this I've got to see.
No way.
Yeah, no use you getting jealous, Dame Trot.
No, guys, you won't be able to see yourselves. Take it from me. You need a director.
Ooh, those look pretty.
Mum's always liked these apricot roses.
I've brought you the salivars.
Oh, thanks.
How do you think she's doing, Lillian?
Oh, remarkably well, so it seems.
Yeah, so it seems.
You sound doubtful.
I shouldn't be. Every time I go over to the house, it looks spotless, and Jack seems fine.
Yeah, same here.
Except on Sunday, when it had that bad night.
Yeah, you said.
But that's what's worrying me.
How do you mean?
The place was in such a mess, and it took me quite a time to sort it out.
Well, it's amazing what havoc he can cause in a few minutes. I mean, it doesn't seem to have happened again.
Not that we know of. I mean, suppose he's being difficult and she's just not telling us.
Well, I can see why she might not trust us.
Oh, Lillian.
But he does seem fine and the house does look spotless.
Exactly. Because she's exhausting herself clearing away the evidence.
Maybe you're right.
Well, don't you think she seems awfully tired?
Oh, I don't know how to judge. I mean, the stroke's bound to have made a difference.
Yeah, and I'm just worried that she hasn't really accepted that.
That's a nice welcoming room.
Oh, do you think so? She doesn't want any fuss, so we...
on her birthday? Everyone wants to be made a fuss of on their birthday.
You've been round to the lodge this week, Adam, haven't you?
A couple of times. Why?
You haven't noticed anything odd?
Odd? Like what?
Jenny thinks Mum's hiding something from us.
Do you?
I just wonder if she's coping as well as she makes out.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's no pleasing you, Jenny. If the house is a mess, you think she's not coping.
But it hasn't been a mess, has it?
You see, that's equally sinister, apparently.
Well, I'm just worried that she's overtiring herself.
Maybe you should talk to her. But if you do...
Yes?
She's very proud of her independence.
Yeah, I know. And that's the problem.
I'm just saying, if there is something she's not telling you, well, she must have a good reason.
You think there is something?
I think you should talk to her.
But not today, Jenny. We don't want to spoil her birthday.
Right, I'll give Robert a call. Linda ain't sure about the songs yet.
Typical.
But she thinks Daisy Daisy would be a great audience participation number.
Oh, yeah. When the big chart comes down with the words on.
That's it. And she thinks the Dame, Jack and Jill and the Cow, are going to do a dance to Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Yeah. Linda thinks we might all dance to it when they escape from the giant and Jack and Jill fall in love.
So, I told you that you'd need me.
Yeah, well.
So come on, let's do your stuff first. You decided who's who?
I'm the back legs.
All right. Okay, go on then.
Okay, right, now you put your arms around my waist.
Oh, blimey.
That's it, now head down a bit more, Eddie. That's it, yeah, very good, yeah, you barely need a costume at all.
Yeah, all right, that'll do.
Okay, now, let's try a walk. I'll count you in, okay, ready? One, two, three, four.
Ow! What are you doing?
What's the problem?
He kicked me.
Well, you need to be a bit quicker off the mark,
no,
then.
I don't. I wasn't moving that foot.
Well, you should have been.
No. He's starting with me left.
So I start with me right.
Well, is that right?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, is that how a cow walks, opposite feet at the same time?
Hang on.
Oh, come on, a milkman on a one-time dairy farming, you don't know how a cow walks.
Well, they can't do both legs on one side, can they?
Oh, no, they'd fall over.
Oh, God, mate, you mind? I've got to get a Robert's read through in a bit.
If you hadn't come round yesterday evening, I don't know what I would have done.
You clearly had a very bad day with Jack.
I couldn't manage him at all. I don't know. Since I've been in hospital, I seem to have lost the knack.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come back.
I hope so. Anyway, it was so kind of you and Ian.
We didn't mind.
I'd never have got the place straight on my own. And if Jennifer had found it like that when she came to fetch me today...
Yeah.
Here she is, Jack. I told you she wasn't far away.
Peggy!
Come on, you can sit with her for a bit.
There you go, Jack.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
We're going to have tea soon, Mum. That's all right with you?
There's a special cake.
Well, of course there is.
It's Peggy's birthday, isn't it? I gave her a card.
Yeah, we helped you write it, didn't we?
People are happy on their birthday.
Well, that's the general idea.
Peggy doesn't look very happy.
Oh, doesn't she?
Well, she's tired, I expect. She's always tired.
Is she?
Oh, nonsense, Jack. I'm perfectly all right.
Will you pardon me, come tiptoe through the tulips with me?
Oh, yes! Oh, Linda is going to be beside herself with joy.
Can I have a slice of cake now?
Yes, in a minute. We'll take it through to the sitting room, shall we? And then the others can help us sing.
The others?
Well, you know, Brian and Adam, Pat and Tony. And we can all sing Happy Birthday to Mum.
Oh, there's no need for all that.
I'll take it through. Come along. Brian, we're going to cut the cake.
And you can have the first slice, Jack.
Oh, no, no, no. You've got to have the first slice, Peggy.
Because it's my birthday.
Because Jennifer said it would make you happy.
Oh, yes, she did.
And you're not.
Oh, Jack.
Not happy at all.
No.
Mum?
No, I'm not.
What's the matter?
Everything. I'm sorry. I just can't go on pretending anymore.
Pretending what?
That everything's all right.
Peggy's sad.
Yes, I'm sad. Sad about you, Jack. Sad about me. What's happened to us? It's all so sad.
Mum.
I wanted you to think I could cope, but I can't, Lillian. I can't.
Oh, Mum, I'm so sorry. It's so hard for you.
Don't cry, Peggy. Don't cry.
Come on, everybody's ready. They're wet. Mum, whatever's the matter?
She's not happy.
All this, what's it for? Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I know you meant it for the best, but what have I got to celebrate?
Oh, Mum.
Not being able to look after Jack. Being a burden to you all.
Oh, Mum, don't say that.
That's all I've got to look forward to. And I'm so tired.
Of course you are.
I can't go on. I can't. And I don't know that I even want to.
But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle made for two.
Oh, yeah, now you're cooking. Oh, can't wait to see you in the gear.
You know, Robert Snell said the cow is the comic heart of the performance.
Did he?
Mm.
Yeah. I reckon he was right and all.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to grips with it really well.
Right, what shall we do now?
Oh, I reckon that'll do. Now, what we need now is a script.
One of Linda's best.
My dearest Jack, do sell this cow. I never liked him, her, it. Anyhow.
Charming.
It's really getting on my nerves. The way it moves would scare the birds.
It doesn't even rhyme.
The sooner she's gone, the happier I'll be.
Don't scan neither.
So now, I'm off to have my tea. Or rather, to Robert's line run. Oh, superb, you two. Safe pair of hooves.
Mm-hmm.
Ciao, fellas.
Can I help with that?
Oh, it was just something to do, really. Have Pat and Tony gone?
Yes. Well, there didn't seem much point in them sticking around.
No. Oh, Adam, wasn't it terrible?
Yeah.
I've never seen Mum like that. I've never had any idea. Oh, Jenny, how is she?
Oh, she's sleeping now.
That's something, I suppose.
Where's Jack gone?
Brian's with him. They're in the office, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Sit down, Mum. You look as bad as Gran.
Well, it was such a shock.
I know. She's always so brave.
Yes, so strong.
You were right, Jenny. It was all just a front.
I think it's a bit more complicated than that. There's something I need to tell you.
What?
Not more revelations. I don't know if I can take any more this afternoon.
You were right. Gran needed help.
She told you?
She got it. First from Ian and then from both of us.
Ian?
Why didn't you tell us?
She made me promise not to. She didn't even want Ian to tell me. I just found out.
She'd rather accept help from Ian than her own daughters.
Maybe it was easier.
It was.
And this is all because...
It hit her really hard, Mum, when you didn't tell her.
It's all because we put Jack in a home.
What else could you have done? She was sick. She needed rest herself.
Yes, we couldn't have told her straight away because...
But that's not it. Not completely. Her fear is that if you thought she couldn't cope, you might make her send Jack away permanently.
And she thought we'd do it without asking her.
Of course she did.
Look, I don't want you to think I'm blaming anyone here. I'm not. I'm just telling you what Gran thinks.
She thinks she can't trust me anymore.
I did try to warn you.
Yes, yes, you did. I should have listened.
It was a very difficult situation.
Yeah, and so is this. And I've made it worse. And now she's admitted she needs help.
That was a step forward.
Is it? What will she accept from us, or from me, if she doesn't trust me anymore?
I don't know. But this time we've got to respect Mum's wishes, whatever the consequences.
Come on now. That's the way. All right, all right. Jazza?
You took your time.
I'm about to start milking. Can you call me later?
No, I can't. You need to get out here as soon as you can.
When's Lillian coming?
She should be here soon.
Then you'll go and beard the wounded lioness in her den.
Oh, yes. Maybe I should go round there myself first.
Why? Isn't it better to present a united front?
This isn't Lillian's fault.
It's not your fault either.
Oh, maybe I just shouldn't go at all.
Now you're being silly, darling.
Oh, why didn't I listen to her?
Because it's unusual for Lillian to say anything worth listening to.
Oh, Brian, you know she was right.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing. It wasn't an alternative.
We were treating her like a child, though. At least I was. Not even consulting her.
Jenny, she was ill. Stress might have brought on another stroke. Then Lillian would be feeling guilty and you'd be in the clear.
Well, it is what I thought might happen.
I knew you did. You did what you thought was best in the circumstances. Would you do it differently if you had to do it again?
Yes. Actually, I would. Oh, that'll be her now. Come in!
Afternoon, all.
Hi, Lillian.
I bought this for the birthday boy.
Oh, that's kind of you.
We'll give it to him when he gets back.
Well, where is he?
He's with Nigel and Elizabeth.
That's handy.
It was arranged already.
Oh, I see.
And they're giving him a birthday tea with Lily and Freddy. He was very excited.
Bet you're a bit off birthday teas.
We're having Rory's party tomorrow.
And hopefully that one will go better than Mum's.
Now, Jenny, before we go round...
Yes?
I meant what I said yesterday. Whatever she wants to do, we've got to go along with it.
I know.
Really?
Yes. I made a mistake last time, a big one.
So you don't have to rub it in.
I'm not, Brian, but this is a tricky situation. If we're going to persuade Mum to accept some help...
That's the big question, isn't it?
See? On his poor wee snout, yon great gash.
I can see a few scratches.
A few scratches? They both look like they've just came back for a Saturday night in Glasgow.
Two pigs with scratches on their face. I can't believe you dragged me away from the milking for that.
They were fighting when I got here, really going at it. They're usually such sweet wee lassies, too.
Well, I'm sorry that your favourite pigs got into a bit of a scuffle.
A bit of a scuffle? A couple of rounds with Mike Tyson.
I had to drag Dad away from seeing to a calf.
Better than two deed pigs. And you know whose fault it is, didn't you?
Oh, not yours, of course.
That long streak of nothing, that useless waste of space.
I thought you liked him.
I can't understand why you hired him in the first place.
I don't suppose there's any point in me pointing out yet again that you suggested him.
I knew his mum, it's hardly a reference. You couldn't be bothered to find out any more about him.
Can we not get into that again?
And this is the result.
I don't see how you can blame Gary for this. Pigs fight sometimes.
My pigs don't. I know this lot. They're gentle wee lasses, they have to be driven to it.
So he provoked them, did he?
He didn't do his job properly, do you think that's funny?
Not if you can prove it.
I can. Come and look at this.
This had better be good, Jazza. I promised Dad it wouldn't be long, and if this is another sow with a few bruises...
There. What do you make of that?
Right.
Look at it.
Yeah, it has got a bit wet.
A bit? It's soaking. Look how lumpy the feed's got.
Yeah.
So it couldn't flow freely.
Yeah, I'd grasp that.
So my poor wee girls had to crowd round one end, try to get at the food.
Yeah.
That's why they started fighting. Empty wood. So don't you be blaming my pigs.
All right. You should have noticed.
If he wasn't here, off with the fairies. So what are you going to do about it?
I'll have a word.
A word? What about two? You're fired.
Come on now, Jazza.
No, you come on.
I can't just fire him for a little mistake like that.
Why many? How many times are you going to let him screw up?
It's taking him time to get the hang of everything.
His time's up as far as I'm concerned. I've had it up to here we haven't to sort out his messes.
Jazza.
I'm telling you, Tom. Either he goes or Addy.
There you are, dear.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I wonder if I should pour Jennifer a cup.
Oh, I should wait. I don't suppose she'll be long.
But... does take Jack some time to settle for his nap.
Well, he did seem tired.
I would have done it myself, but...
he's tired, but you're exhausted. You have to let us help you.
Yes.
You don't want to find yourself back in hospital again. That won't do Jack any good.
I know. I've been a bit silly, haven't I?
Maybe just a bit. Though it's understandable.
Is it? Do you understand?
I think I do. You've had a tough life, Mum.
I've been blessed in so many ways.
But not in others. I mean, Dad wasn't the easiest man to be married to.
No. Much as I loved him, I'm afraid that's true.
You've been used to having to take control. I mean, you had to for all those years. You had to be in charge.
Yes.
And now you're responsible for Jack. Must be hard to give that up.
It is.
But even so, you have to let us help you, Mum.
I know.
Do you? Because if we're going to help, we've got to know the truth about how you are, how things really are. You can't go on putting a brave face on it.
You know why I did that.
Yeah. You wanted to keep Jack at home with you.
Oh, Lillian, it's the least I can do. He brought such joy into my life.
I know. The happy marriage you deserved.
I can't abandon him.
Well, no one's asking you to.
Aren't they? Not even Jennifer.
You should ask her that yourself.
Jack's fast asleep now, Mum.
Good. Because we've got a lot to talk about, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you about putting Jack in the home.
You should have asked me.
Yes. I had no right to go behind your back.
No, you hadn't.
And it was my idea. And I talked Lillian into it.
And I shouldn't have let you.
But I see now how wrong I was. I'm truly sorry.
Thank you, dear. I do know you only had my best interests at heart.
But I was wrong.
And I know how hard that is to admit, too. So we'll say no more about it.
So, Mum, tell us. How are things really?
Yes, Gary. Yes, I'm sorry too. But I'm afraid that's just the way things will have to be. Okay, bye. I hope you're happy now.
You're the one that should be happy, now you've got to do that deed weight.
Well, I'm not. Poor Gary.
Poor Gary? That's just what he's know. I can't believe you're paying him till the end of the week.
It's Friday, Jazza.
You should have asked for your money back. It's not as if he ever did any work.
It's a good thing he was still on his probationary period, or it might have been much more difficult.
It'd have been a lot easier if you just sacked him when he first let the pigs get out.
That's not what you were saying at the time.
It was, you just didn't want to hear it, that's all.
I feel terrible.
Come and do me something. Maybe it's this flu.
No, because Gary was so nice about it.
Oh, he wasn't he? I heard him try to talk you in, pleading for another chance.
Yeah, well, I didn't give him one.
You didn't have the guts to sack him outright either.
He's not coming back, Jazza, all right?
Well, if it was up to me, Gary, it'd be different. But you see, it's Brian and Jazza, they just wouldn't wear it.
You wouldn't?
No reason to make us out to be the villains of the piece. Hiding behind us like some Jesse.
Look, I've sacked him, Jazza. What more do you want?
I want you to admit we were right. It's no often I agree with Brian Aldridge,
but... Mom, have you got a minute?
Talk to the devil. Afternoon, Brian.
Oh, hi, Jazza. Oh, I'm glad you're both here.
Well, I'm supposed to be milking.
All right, well, this won't take long, but I noticed some of your pigs fighting when I was passing at lunchtime.
Don't you worry. That's all sorted.
Ah, well, you've worked out what the problem was.
Aye. Gary.
Oh, not again. Really, Tom?
Oh, don't worry. He's come to his senses with the help of a dirty great boot up the backside for me.
Don't tell me you've sacked him at last.
Yes, yes, I have, actually. So now you'll both be happy.
Not a question of being happy. My only concern was the welfare of these pigs.
Here, here. I couldn't have put it better myself.
He was useless.
Wasn't he just?
You should have fired him when he let the pigs out.
That's what I said.
Well, I have. So can you both just shut up about it?
You need to get nasty.
No, if you'd listened to us in the first place...
I know. I was wrong and you were right. Now, I've got more important things on my mind now. Like, how are we going to manage without him?
Much better.
Yeah, well, it does leave you a bit short-staffed.
Just a bit. Again.
I warned you about spreading yourself so thin.
It'll be easy to find somebody better than him.
Why will it? It wasn't before.
Well, you didn't look hard enough.
Geez, not often I agree with you, Jazza. I think for once you're right.
Oh, do you?
Was somebody Jazza met on his milk round?
Oh, I always said it was a bad idea.
No, you didn't.
Tom, you've got to do a bit more work than hiring someone you happen to bump into in the street.
My point exactly.
Why? It works well enough with you.
Well, that's nice. Is that all the thanks I get after I've been working my backside off covering up for that dafty?
Yeah, don't think that's very fair, Tom. I mean, Jazz is quite a good pig man now.
Thank you.
I agree, it's a bit of a surprise. But you may as well take advantage of it. Well, perhaps you can find someone for him to train up.
Well, great idea. How did Anno think of that? And let me interview him. Then we may have a chance of getting somebody halfway decent.
That's not a bad idea either. I don't mind coming on the panel if you think it'd help.
Oh, thank you both very much, but I think I'll cope.
It's been hard for me to admit how much difference the stroke made.
We know. And you've got the problem with your vision.
It was bound to make a difference.
I thought I'd bounce back. I always had before.
But not this time, eh?
No. I'm getting old, aren't I?
Oh, Mum.
Well, that sounds silly, coming from someone who was 84 yesterday.
No, it doesn't. Not silly at all.
But I don't feel any different inside. Sometimes I dream I'm back at the Bull.
Do you?
Yes. Yes, so do I.
And I've got a day's work ahead of me. The pub to run, you children to look after, your father to manage.
What a life. I don't know how you did it.
Oh, I feel ready for it. Quite ready. And then I wake up, and it takes me 10 minutes to get into my dressing gown.
Oh, Mum.
I look in the mirror, and I see this old woman, and I think, where's she come from?
You'll never be old to us, Mum.
No, never.
But I am, and I can't manage my own life any more.
You don't need to.
No, we'll all help. Lillian, me, and Adam, and Ian, and I'll set up a rota.
No.
But, Mum...
Jenny...
You've got your own lives to lead. I'm not having the end of my life spoil that.
But it wouldn't.
Jenny, listen to what Mum wants.
I don't think you could manage it anyway. Jack and I... I'm afraid we need professional help. Someone like... Well...
Yes, Mum?
Maybe someone like Maria...
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.